Health officials are trying to assure the more than 1 billion people in India they are doing all they can to minimize the threat from the H1N1 virus known as swine flu. There has been no evidence of an outbreak cluster so far in India. Government health officials say all confirmed cases of the virus in the country originated from the United States. Joint Health Secretary Vineet Chaudhary tells reporters even though the World Health Organization has declared a global pandemic, raising its alert to the maximum level, India need not be alarmed.
There is no need to panic simply because the WHO has placed this pandemic at phase 6. There is need to take action. We have been taking preparatory steps, and the government has put into position all mechanisms that are required to tackle with an outbreak that may spread in the community.
Officials say rapid response teams of health personnel have been placed into position in 7 cities around the country so they can quickly respond to any additional cases. 16 new laboratories are being set up in addition to 2 existing facilities. Health Secretary Chaudhary also says the country's stockpile of the antiviral drug Tamiflu is sufficient with 10 million doses procured.
We have given an emergency stockpile to each state. So in case a patient is detected, he can be straightway put on treatment by the state government without waiting for supplies to be sent from Delhi or elsewhere.
India has banned sales of Tamiflu in the open market to prevent people taking it as a preventative measure that could allow the virus to develop a resistance to the drug. But media reports say Tamiflu is being sold under the counter by some pharmacists at inflated prices. The health ministry plans to install thermal scanners at the Delhi International Airport to detect incoming passengers with fever. The government also wants any travelers with symptoms of the flu to avoid coming to India. Steve Herman, VOA News, New Delhi.